Yeah, Isaiah, I wanted to ask you about a comment that Kalani made after the game on Monday. He said something about allowing the players to have feedback and a voice in the game plan. Can you tell us what that entails? What the process is like for that?
Yeah, I think a lot of it too was during the game. You know, there were things that we did really well and executed really well, and things that weren't as well, didn't go as well. And so, Kalani, you know, really we had the game plan set up, and then he just had asked like, "Hey, what's working? What's not? What do you guys like?" And we were able to tell him kind of the things that we liked and the things that we, you know, were working well for us and kind of the our big plays. And so that, you know, they're very open and. Kalani, I think, trusts a lot of us, you know, with what we see. We have a lot of veteran guys. And even throughout the weeks, you know, preparing for Navy, there's things that we tried and didn't feel as confident in. And so he, you know, just really had an open ear, you know, listening to us, what we liked and what we wanted to do.
And as a follow-up, what does that mean to you as a player and as with your teammates that they're allowing you this input?
Oh, it's huge. I think, you know, Kalani's a player's coach. He loves us. He respects us and he trusts us. He, you know, has given us a lot of free rein and to have, you know, to have him have our back like that, it does a lot for us as players. And, you know, I think that's a one reason why we play so hard is because we know that we have coaches that back us up.
Thank you.
Hey, Isaiah, after that big win you guys had, a lot of people around the country trying to figure out how good you guys are. Obviously, locally, we are too. How does this team compare to the past four or five teams you've been on at BYU?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this question because I've thought about it quite a bit, and I really thought about this team and kind of who we have. And you know, I've been on a lot of teams. I was here with you know when Taysom was a senior and Jamal, and kind of you know there was you know those players. And I think we went 9-4 that year. We lost the four games by a total of 8 points. And so I've been on a really good team, and I mean this offense I think is the best that I've seen. The offensive line, phenomenal. I mean, they're the best, I think, the best line in the country. And Zach really just takes control of the offense. You know, it's his offense. He runs it. And he's just a phenomenal quarterback. And, you know, really trust him. And then, obviously, we saw what the running backs did behind the O-line. But and then even on defense, we just have so many players with experience. So many veterans, you know, that have high football IQs, that play hard, they've got a lot of experience. So, you know, to answer that question, this is the best team that I've been a part of here at BYU, and we've kind of bridged it together. You know, it's been a work in progress, I think, the last few years, and I think guys have bought into the culture, they bought into what we do as players. We love one another and we're united in what we do. And so I think that just is the biggest difference.
Then by now you've probably seen or heard the comments from Navy's coach about whether they tackled or blocked or went live and compared to what you guys did. As a player, did you notice that advantage on the field? And then just what do you make of, what's your reaction to Navy's kind of what they said happened?
Yeah, I was shocked, and I understand. I mean, times are different now. You know, they probably have their own protocols and their own worries and things that they were trying to. You know, I'm sure he was just trying to protect his players. And so, in that regard, you know, I'm very understanding of what you know he chose to do. He made a decision on behalf of his players and his program. But looking back at the game, I think that we were just really prepared. The coaches did a phenomenal job at preparing us for that through certain drills that we did. I mean, you know, there were times where the defense, you know, we were full pads. You know, the scout offense was cutting us. They were, you know, doing a bunch of just different things to really prepare us. And I think that was really the biggest difference is we were just really, really prepared. And I'm sure, you know, Navy was maybe underprepared because of the things that they, you know, the protocols that they went through. But I think just looking back at it, we were extremely prepared.
Jake, we'll take your question next.
Okay, Isaiah, I wanted to ask you, in terms of you guys moving on from Navy now and turning your attention to Army, after what you guys did Monday night, do you almost regret in a way that you're not playing this week?
I think it's good that we play them at least back-to-back. I know a lot of guys, and when you play offenses like this, you get beat up, and guys get some bumps and bruises here and there. And I think it's probably good that we get a break. You know, I think if we can still ride the momentum that we have coming out of this game, and then just go into next week, you know, guys can recover. I think mentally we know what we need to do and what we're capable of, and so really just excited to play regardless. But I think the break is good.
There was a lot of talk last year about you guys' inability to get sacks and tackles for loss. You guys ranked among the bottom third of the FBS in those two categories a year ago. How shocked were you after the game to see 8 tackles for loss and, more importantly, 5 sacks against a traditionally strong option team?
Yeah, that was awesome to see. And you know, there was a lot of guys that were in on those, you know, those stats, you know, getting tackle for losses. And I think it just goes to show how prepared we were and what kind of our coaches have done for us in wanting to, you know, get pressure, wanting to, you know, be really aggressive. That's kind of the, you know, was the theme, I guess, was just, hey, be aggressive, you know, offense, be aggressive, defense, be aggressive, and special teams, be aggressive. And so that was kind of our mentality. And we knew that we wanted to, you know, improve and, you know, get into the quarterback. So that was really fun to see.
And we'll take a question from Sean Walker.
Yeah, is it building off of that last one a little bit with transitioning between two option teams, I guess, from Navy to Army, as you're kind of getting into Army prep mode and that kind of thing, is there a lot of stuff that you're finding you can build off of from prepping from Navy? Or are there just enough differences with this Army triple option that you kind of need to throw away a little bit of that Navy prep?
Yeah, I think it was good to get some stuff on film with Navy, and we were able to kind of see what was working and not, and what wasn't. Army's going to be pretty similar, but they're a phenomenal team. I mean, the way that they fire off the ball, the way that their O-line plays, and you know, they got a big tight end that's really physical. So in a lot of senses, it's going to be a little bit different. Will be a lot more physical, a lot faster, I think. But a lot of things will carry over from Navy. But that being said, I think the mentality is still, hey, we're going to be aggressive. Let's play hard. Let's play fast. Let's match, you know, let's really match the energy and the enthusiasm and the physicality that we had come Navy, last week at Navy.
Okay, Jay, we'll take your question.
Hey, Isaiah, you probably saw where BYU is going to allow 6,000 fans in. That might not even cover the whole Kafusi clan. I don't know.
Or not.
What, as a player, are they taking care of you guys at all? Have you been told, are you going to get some of those tickets? And then just what's your reaction to what seems like kind of a low number of fans?
Yeah, and I'm sure – this question is probably above me. You know, I'm not the most qualified because I'm sure there's a bunch of logistics that are behind this question and the answer. But, you know, really, really just excited to have fans. We'll take, you know, however many fans, doesn't matter to us. And they have told us that they will take care of us, that they will give us tickets and, you know, just to make sure that our families and our loved ones can attend. But, you know, regardless, the fan situation, from what I understand, is going to kind of be game by game, just kind of depending on how things are here in Provo and in the county and then the state. So that could change, you know, 6,000 could change in the next coming weeks and kind of, you know, as it comes up each game. But, you know, just really excited to have fans back in the stadium, and I'm sure the fans are really excited. But regardless, it'll be fun to have fans.